podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So speaking of Taylor 100.3, we are sitting on front row tickets that we feel like we should give away this morning.
We don't have to, do we? Maybe I should be in the front row.
Sorry.
Oh, come on.
We were laughing earlier about all the phone calls and emails we're getting from people that we know who are so desperate now for the tickets. And listen, we feel your pain, man. There have been shows that I've really wanted to go to as well. And sometimes tickets are tough to come by, and I get it. So those of you who have been writing to us and calling and are very kind and sweet, thank you. Those of you who are guilting us.
And the favors that...
stop it.
That you'd give me.
I mean, really. I'm blushing.
I'm surprised you didn't take me up on that, Jeremy.
My goodness.
He doesn't need you to wax his truck.
Come on.
Is that a euphemism?
You know it is. Got so funny that I posted something on Facebook this morning that said, look, I really love you, but you got to stop asking me for Taylor Swift tickets. If I had them, I'd give them.
I have never known a desire slash need of the people of Denver before than this concert.
I've never seen anything like this. Everywhere I go, every event that we're at, they're like on ya.
Right.
You know?
People will call in and they'll win another prize, like a Sam's gift card or something. Mm-hmm. And the sheer hatred that comes out of their voice. What? This isn't Taylor Swift tickets? Nope. You just won Rattle Off. Sorry. That's all. That's all we got.
Kind of funny.
Sigh.
You know, you people are adorable, but we do have front row.
Yeah.
And, you know, go on and what do we find out the front row tickets are going for now? Is it like $5,000?
It was something nuts. Yeah. Because like upper level was going for $1,000 right now on like a StubHub or something. So, yeah, they're not cheap tickets.
Insane. So all I can tell you is that we'll be giving them away. We're going to play fill in the blank space. And I went home yesterday.
They better be hard.
Well, they're not.
Ish.
No, here's the
harder?
Thing. They're harder.
Okay.
We are going to keep some of the same categories. Let's see, like song lyrics and miscellaneous and movie lines.
So everybody go listen to every single song in the world
ever made.
And watch every movie ever made and really brush up.
And go.
And we're not doing that right now. So I know some people are dialing right now, but we'll tell you when we're going to do it. I can just promise you it'll be before 9 o'clock. Now, Emily is going to go to the show, and you were talking about what you were going to wear.
Right. I am that girl. I just own it. Just, darling, just own it. That's kind of my motto this year.
Same.
And I am going to, yes, darling.
Yeah, okay.
Me and my girlfriend are making custom t-shirts for
no,
the concert.
No, you're not.
Oh, God, yes.
Puff paint.
You know how much I love that kind of stuff.
Is it puff paint?
There may be some puffery of the paint, yes.
Have you decided what your message on your shirt is going to be?
I think it's just going to be something simple like Team Tay-Tay. You know, like just maybe a hashtag Team Tay-Tay.
Dom said something yesterday. It was like Tay-Tay Cray-Cray or
something. Cray-Cray for Tay-Tay.
Cray-Cray for Tay-Tay.
How about that?
I feel I'm a little too old for the Cray-Cray for Tay-Tay.
You're a little too old for puff paint and make a t-shirt.
We are going to do a red and white theme because those are some of Tay-Tay's favorite colors. We are going to put a number 13 on the back, make it like a little jersey because, of course, that is her favorite number. And we are going to attend the concert and
giggle.
Yeah.
Are each of you gonna have 13 on the back, or are you gonna do like a one on you and a three,
three on
you?
Her? We were gonna do that
because then you gotta stand side by side.
But then I said we're gonna have to stand next to each other the proper way the entire night, and after a few, you know, daiquiris, that may not happen. So, yeah, so I am making a custom t-shirt, and I think I'm going to look fabulous.
You know, the cool rule, if you want to be cool, the cool rule is, I don't know if it includes homemade shirts, but the cool rule is that you cannot wear a concert t-shirt of that artist to their concert. In other words...
So you just can't do it.
Take Taylor out of the equation.
Sure.
Say you want to go see...
I saw Dave Matthews Band last weekend.
Right. Okay, you can't go to that concert wearing a Dave Matthews concert t-shirt because then you're considered uncool.
Telling
and there's another rule on top of that. You want to know what it is?
Yeah, I probably broke that one too.
The B version of this is that when you buy a t-shirt at a concert...
The
and you're
day
so proud,
of...
Right. You cannot wear it for like 2 months. Because if you go to work the next day and you wear the t-shirt, then
you're just
not
bragging
cool.
And you're rubbing it in people's
I'm
face.
I'm just telling you what the cool rules are. If you're not cool if you wear it right away.
Well, I broke the first one. I am a concert band t-shirt to the concert that I'm going to kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Ozfest. I wore the Ozzy t-shirt.
You did not belong there, by the way.
But that is a side note. I did not belong there. And Pearl Jam recently had the PJ shirt on, and I was rocking it, and I was okay with it.
Here's the
Why not? Here's
my thing. I know that that is the rule, and everybody says that. However, you get so excited, and I think even people that know the rule are still like, screw it, I'm going to wear my t-shirt.
You're going there to celebrate those people and enjoy that band. Why not paint your person with it?
They know you're making fun of them, but they don't care.
I'm a fan.
I didn't make up the rule. I'm just, you know, I'm reporting the rule.
The Dave Matthews Show last weekend, I was actually one of the very few. I felt that I needed to go buy a t-shirt and immediately put it on because everybody had on a Dave shirt from maybe like The Gorge in 98, you know, or Fenway Park in 2005 or something. Like, it was just such a variety. And those people, they're like, screw
I'm a
it.
Fan.
Look, I was there. Where were you?
I was at work.
And Emily's going to go to the show, one of the shows this weekend. And are you making, you're making homemade t-shirts to go?
Yeah, we're making our homemade fabulous Tay-Tay attire. And it's a big thing. Like, a lot of, you're going to see a lot of like homemade tutus at Tay-Tay and et cetera. But I have another observation as far as clothing is concerned. Mostly for the women, there are two types of girls that go to concerts. There are the girls that have been to a show before in their lives, and they will wear comfortable footwear. They will wear some jeans. They will dress in layers. Mm-hmm. They will not have their purse with them. It's just a back pocket. They're going to be hands-free. Mm-hmm. They're the smart ones. And then the other type of girl are the girl that think they're going to get spotted by the lead singer of the band. The lead singer of the band's going to say, I love you. Come up on stage. Let's get married and make babies. So they're dressed to the nines.
Heels and all, right?
With their wedges and their denim mini skirts and their boobie halters. There's one or two women.
I like them better.
Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Because having gone to literally hundreds of concerts and doing backstage stuff for like years and years and years and years and years, most of the bands, not all, but most of the bands have specific guys who are posted near the stage to pick out those ladies and
bring them back.
Kind of, you know, say, come over here, you know, do the little finger, like, come this way, hand them a little pass, take them backstage. So that happens a lot more than you think.
She looks like she's easy. Let's bring her back here.
And that's right.
It's a circle of life.
So you're
Emily.
Supporting this mini skirt trend.
One of the, I can't remember which band it was now, but on their big sound dollies backstage where, you know, they have all the speakers and gear and everything packed into these big cases that are on wheels that they can roll in and out of the Coliseum, you know, onto the trucks and everything. One of the sound guys had Polaroid photos of about probably, I would say, 200 different women.
What a collection.
And they were not...
It was like a scoreboard.
Completely closed.
Yeah.
So that was their thing. Gosh. They would get the women backstage, and hey, if you want to go hang out with the lead guitarist, you got to let me take your picture. And then they just taped them all on the... And for those of you whose daughters are going off to concerts...
This is more of a Whitesnake thing, less of a Taylor Swift thing.
I don't think it'll happen to Taylor Swift.
Jeremy, you should wear your halter top and go.
Tay-Tay, pick me!
Halter top and your tutu.
Look at my third nipple! There's a Polaroid of Jeremy backstage.
With my shirt on.
Are you going to make a sign? Because are we
Please don't.
I want to, but I cannot out of respect for my fellow concert goers. Because what's it? You don't make a sign and you leave it underneath your seat.
No.
What do?
You hold it up
you
and
hold
annoy
it up,
everybody behind you.
And you block everybody's view.
Don't do that. And don't film the whole thing with your phone. I know how you are with your phone, too.
I know. I took two videos during Dave. I took one for you.
For me, I got it, yeah.
I took one at Dave Matthews Band, and then I took Satellite, and I felt guilty the entire time. So no, I want to enjoy
the show. Do me a favor while you're there. I want you to look around and see if you can gauge what percentage of the audience is watching the show through their phone.
At that concert, it's going to be like 90%.
Yeah. No, really. I mean,
I know.
See if you can figure out, because we'll talk about that on Tuesday, is what percentage of people watched it through their phone. My son was telling me about going to a Jack White concert at Red Rocks, and Jack White had somebody come out on stage beforehand and say, listen, I know you all want to do what you do at concerts and pull your phones out and, you know, make videos and watch, you know, he goes, you don't want to watch this concert through a 3-inch, you know, screen. Mm-hmm. So put your phone away. And here's what we're going to do. We have professional photographers and videographers here tonight at Red Rocks. We're taking professional video. We're taking pictures up close, all of that. We're posting all of them to our website, and you can go on tomorrow and download and use them however you want.
Perfect. Brilliant.
Yes. Is that brilliant?
Yes.
They're like, you take our professional photos and video, do whatever you want with them, just keep your phone in your pocket.
Soak this in.
So I asked my son, I go, how many people, you know, like just disobeyed that and pulled the phone? He goes, I didn't see one phone all night.
Jeb White's a pretty scary guy, though.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.